From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Adam Burrows. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Yes, sir, that's correct. Just 2 years of college. I guess I never quite found what I was looking for. Who knows, maybe things would have turned out better. I got by loading trucks and sweeping floors. That's right, it says 3 jobs in just 9 months. And though I'm never one to stick around too long, most of my former employers will vouch for my work ethic, and then they'll tell you I resigned because I was chasing a song. And chasing a song ain't for the choosing. You chase the song because it first chased you. Sir, as a white working class male, I've had more than my fair share of chances to get things right. But the muse can be elusive, and whenever it shows up, I drop what I'm doing and I don't let it out of sight. Ah, here it comes. You tell me that you play guitar too, and that you wanted to be a rock star when you were young. And you're just glad that somebody talks some sense into you. Respectfully, I'd say that's not the same as chasing a song. 'Cause chasing a song ain't for the choosing. You chase the song because it first chased you. Thanks for your time, and I hope that I'm still in the running for your car wash technician position. I guess I'll be gone. And you've got my number if you have any other questions. In the meantime, I'll be busy chasing a song. Chasing a song ain't for the choosing. You chase the song because it first chased you. Chasing a song ain't for the choosing. You chase the song because it first chased.
We want to thank WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner serving central and eastern Kentucky. WEKU is Kentucky's NPR station. Live streaming and more information at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guests, artists, and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Hi, I'm Brad Becker. Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is now in its 17th broadcast season, folks, and this is our 654th live concert performance. Tonight we present Adam Burrows. Adam creates unpretentious music that invites the listener to pay attention to the beauty found in everyday life. He draws both from his own life and the lives of those around him to tell deceptively simple tales that resonate with the universal. We are so pleased tonight to welcome Adam Burrows to the Red Barn stage. Give him a hand.
I get an early start from the sirens I still haven't learned to sleep through. And I walk down to the corner for an intravenous caffeine drip. Looking through display windows and all of those retail shops. Mesmerized by the wrestling textures I can almost grip. Schizophrenic screaming at the passing bicycle wheels. Maybe I feel a little bit of what he feels. Like I didn't ask for this beautiful world, I'm just trying to deal. Where there's either no such thing as ordinary, or everything is. The smoke and the sugar and the sewer drifting through the air. And I'm nauseous, but I'm hungry and I'm keenly alive. And there was never a better place to be than right here. The immigrants are selling umbrellas and selfie sticks. Maybe I feel what they feel just a little bit. Like I didn't ask for this beautiful world, I am a stranger in it. Ooh, well I never really knew. I just woke up one day and the clock hands started to move. It was all black. I'm not saying change it back. But I didn't ask for this beautiful world, so cut me some slack. Cut me some slack. And only a taxi, a bus, a train and a plane ride away to a conversation with a lonely cat and a glass of wine. Maybe it's the jet lag, but I'm feeling philosophical tonight. And I didn't ask for this beautiful world, but I'm glad that it's mine. No, we didn't ask for this beautiful world. It's ours for a time. For just a short time.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker, speaking with Adam Burrows. Here's Brad.
Well, folks, if you're just joining us, we are with Adam Burrows here tonight on Red Barn Radio. And tell folks where you're from and how you got to where you are today.
Okay, so I grew up in the church playing music and we played kind of youth events and stuff, a band that I was in throughout high school. So I started to dabble in writing then. I didn't do too much writing then, but I started to dabble, and I got more and more interested throughout my teens as I learned to play guitar a little better, more interested in these sort of singer-songwriter kind of groups, you know, Simon and Garfunkel and Dylan and, you know, that kind of thing. And when you're first learning the G chord and the E chord.
Yeah, that's right.
And so
that allows you to play half of Dylan's catalog.
Everything, yeah. People have built entire careers on just two chords. So yeah, I was just learning to play guitar and just being introduced to these different bands and artists whose songs I would hear on the radio and say, sounds really interesting, and maybe I can learn to play that. So,
introduced by whom?
Good question. My father had a pretty eclectic sort of taste in music. He listened to a little bit of everything. And my grandfather, he played in these Southern gospel groups. And my uncle was always, he was a bass player and played in a lot of rock groups. And just everywhere, anywhere I could pick up something. I was just, at that age, you're just, everything's new. You don't really have a taste. And so everything sounds good that sounds new because it's, I've never heard anything like that before. Uh-huh. And then you get old and jaded and you just have this particular mindset.
Yeah, indeed.
Hello, fellow traveler. Young and eyes full of fire. You remind me what it was like to feel so alive. What you lack in experience, you make up for with hunger. Whatever wisdom I have is yours without charge if you want it. But if you're anything like me, when I was like you, you'll insist on carving a path you're convinced is brand new. And if the lesson is still the same price, when it's finished, the fire in your eyes won't burn quite as bright, but you'll be all right. Hello, fellow traveler, smack dab in the center of when you were born, when death will most likely occur. By now you're familiar with your limitations. Sometimes you'd like to throw in the towel and just accept your station. But at night when you lay down, is it just me? Or does a voice turn on in your brain that won't let you sleep? And does it tell you what you already knew, that it won't allow you to throw in the towel even if you want to? I guess we know what we have to do. To travel on, travel on. Fellow traveler, old and approaching the end. I've so many questions, I worry the answers will never sink in. Like if you love too little, have you lived enough? Do you feel like you've made a difference? Does it even matter that much? And as you face the unknown, have you any regrets? Could you have done more? Do you feel like you've done your best? Have you any fears left? Or do they die out with age? Peace be with you as as you live out the rest of your days. And goodbye, fellow traveler.
So your family then didn't draw a real distinct line between sort of the sacred and secular in music. You were allowed to listen to a variety of things, and
yeah.
Your dad, like I said, that's cool. When did you actually pick up the guitar and get to the point where you felt like you could operate the way you're operating now as a solo artist?
Well, throughout high school, I sort of played with this band, and you know, occasionally I would play a song on my own. And after high school and sort of into college, that sort of disintegrated, and I had this kind of deep want to still be involved musically and to write sort of introspective lyrics, and so I just dabbled, and I didn't really know what to do. I tried to listen to a lot of artists, be it locally or on the radio. Then I got this idea to move to Nashville. My friend who was in that band had moved to Nashville or to Murfreesboro, just outside of Nashville, to go to MTSU. I started to go there and visit and go out to these sort of singer-songwriter nights. Was enthralled with it all, I guess. It was not that there wasn't stuff going on where I was from, but that was the first time, I guess, that I was really put myself out there to go out and listen to it and search for it. And then I started to be a part of these small singer-songwriter nights or open mics. And eventually I moved there myself and just continued to try to learn from people. I would hear people come through that, you'd never see them again, but they'd play just a song or two, and whoa, where did that person come from? That's amazing.
And you moved there from Ohio?
From Ohio,
yeah.
Is
that right? Okay.
Yeah, in 2004.
What were you doing in your life at the time when you had the freedom to pick up and move down to Nashville?
I was much younger. I didn't have any responsibilities, and I did a lot of searching online for a job for a while, just to kind of...
The car wash technician thing.
Yeah, it was a little better than that particular one, but... Just to try to get there and learn, I guess, just learn from people and maybe try to be a part of some sort of community of people that were interested in writing songs and interested in learning how to write better songs. I believe in peaceful protest. I support equality. When I witness such a thing, I feel a stir. I've been told about Ohm's law of voltage and of currents. I'm amazed at how a microwave works. My psychiatrist is helping me uncover repressed thoughts to force the unresolved to consciousness. I have a layman's grasp on different types of opposition, but one that I can't seem to digest is the resistance that the universe hands out. Never-ending roadblocks to fill me up with doubt, resistance of the supernatural kind. And I wonder what it is that I've done wrong. My morning coffee grounds are strewn about the kitchen floor. The well-oiled handle never fails to stick. There's a sputter in the engine, though it's recently been tuned. The radio just up and quits. And I've got a wine stain on my dress shirt, the one I bought last week. The Tide stick melted in the center console. And every light at every intersection turns red. I run just one and see a state patrol. Resistance that the universe unlocks. Proverbial punches to take me down a notch. Resistance of the supernatural kind. And I wonder what it is that I've done wrong. Sabotage, guerrilla warfare, and the stock exchange. Resistance is with a reason, cause, effect, and change. But resistance that the universe unlocks. Proverbial punches to take me down a notch. Resistance of the supernatural kind. And I wonder what it is that I've done wrong. No, I don't know what it is that I've done wrong.
Did you learn a lot about songwriting, participating in some of these open mics and songwriting circles and things? What'd you learn?
I think I learned how to tell a story better. Huh. I think that was my focus. I've never really been too interested in trying to write cuts, but I managed to find a few offbeat kind of singer-songwriter nights where people were just interested in the song, not necessarily that it was ever going to meet, you know, financial need, but they were just interested in the song and stories and learning how to do that better. So I think that was probably a good education, just going and hanging out at these places.
Would you like to sort of meet your financial needs playing songs and you know, pitching your songs out there?
Not necessarily pitching, but playing. I really enjoy playing, and I really enjoy writing a song and being in finishing it, and that feeling of excitement that happens when you finish a song. And would I like to meet my financial needs doing that? Mm-hmm. I thought that I would at one point. I don't know now, because I understand the realities of it maybe a little. So I don't know. I mean, I would like to play more music. And so what generally seems to happen is you just have less and less time to contribute to the thing that you really love when you have to work a full-time job and when you have these other responsibilities. And so, you know, I would like for the two to somehow meet so that I can play more music, because it's my favorite thing to do, so.
Lately all the customers have the lottery bug. Since that lady got lucky on a scratch off last month, I ring him up and wish him well and go back to mopping the aisles. As I work, I imagine how it'd feel to win. I wouldn't make a scene when I told Marge that I quit. This place is punishment enough. There'd be no need to get her riled. But I'd say goodbye to my mother and that's it. Book a flight to somewhere I've never been. Anywhere but here. I'm sobered by the buzzer, fill her up on 8. A quick pick ticket and a can of Skull Straight. Collecting someone's money for someone else I'll never know. And the kid who graduated first in my class works at an auto zone near the overpass. He comes into the station sometimes, paper and smokes. And it seems like some folks have the tools and never use them, while others have the dreams and they just lose them when they don't get anywhere. Radio says the Chinese New Year's coming on. Something snaps inside of me. I've wasted time for too long. No one hitchhikes anymore. I'm just walking with my thumb in the air. Anywhere. 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 But here,
who's 8 months old.
Yeah, just a little over 8 months.
That must have your mind reeling, especially, you know, you were talking about the commitment it takes to take a life like this on full time.
You're just in a vortex, a baby vortex. And it's hard to really think outside of that, at least for a while. I still want to play music as much as possible, but I understand my responsibilities and that I won't be doing any month-long tours like I did a couple of years ago anytime soon. I'll be doing weekend runs and that sort of thing, at least for a while. And my writing I haven't been all that fruitful lately with writing. Really, before she came along, it kind of slowed down. And I go through seasons. You know, I try to make an effort and to put notes on the phone and do that sort of thing, or record chord progressions. But there are times when I just naturally am going to be more fruitful with that. And I don't even know if it's time constricted. I just sort of get in a mode. I try to jot down ideas. If I have thoughts or ideas or progression ideas, melody ideas, I will make a phone note, or I'll write them down on the computer, or, you know, wherever I can at the time. And then I often do go back to them when it's my turn to, you know, write songs. There's a time when I sort of get into a mode where I'm writing a lot, and then the rest of the time I'm just sort of jotting down stuff for later.
And tell folks, what else do you do in addition to writing songs and playing out?
For the last few years, I did tour quite a bit over the last few years until just recently. I started to collect jobs, I guess. I would take any job I could that would allow me to go away for a couple weeks. So I've worked a ton of jobs over the last few years that I was hoping to keep as flexible jobs I could always pick up or put down. So I work a little bit of a maintenance job in a nursing home. I do some massage therapy in a couple different places in town. I drive as a chauffeur for a friend's business who does stuff kind of like people in the entertainment world, and that's kind of interesting. I'm just silent and driving, but it's interesting to hear conversations and that sort of thing.
It's a tall tale Tuesday, all the storytellers dress their best and recite their latest lies. Some dance and do theatrics, some want crowd participation. Me, I like to get lost inside my mind. And it might seem like a circus to a tourist or a first timer, but if you knew us, you'd probably say that all in all, we're pretty normal. We're just trying to be who we are on a tall tale Tuesday.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Adam Burrows, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Adam Burrows after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.